Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Christ Today. Today we have Brenda Dowden as our guest, and she is with the Feather River Aglow. She is the president of that, and she's also the executive director of the Women's Resource Clinic. Brenda, would you like to give us a prayer and have us start off this show of Christ today, please?
Sure, sure, I'd love to. Do you just bow your hearts with me right now? Father, I thank you so much for this time. I thank you, Lord, that you are so good, that your goodness is upon us, Lord, and that when we seek to find your good, your favor follows us. That's what your word says in Proverbs 11:27. So, Lord, we choose to see the good in society. We choose to call it out, pull it up in our prayers. God, and we just ask you to be with us right now during this time, during this radio spot. I just pray that you would anoint our words, our conversation, and as they go out through the airways, Lord, that they would be a blessing to all that hear them. And I just pray this, I declare this in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's great. Thank you, Brenda. What do you find is going on with the Feather River Aglow area?
Well, Feather River area is from Red Bluff all the way to Susanville, Quincy, Portola, down through the foothills, Yuba City, and over to the I-5 corridor and on up again over to Red Bluff. So that's the area, and we have a team that we pray over the cities in our area. We connect with people in our area, and right now we have a leadership training that's going to be coming up in August. That's August 27th. That's a week from tomorrow, and that training is called Game Changers, and it's a DVD series. It's an all-day training, and that DVD series is by a well-known speaker. His name is Graham Cook, and he's going to be we're going to be watching him. I'll be facilitating that meeting. So that's something that's coming up right away that if folks want to get involved in, they're welcome to. They just need to contact me.
So, Brenda, I have a couple questions. What started this event for next week? What gave you the desire to want to do Game Changers here in Chico?
Well, about 2 years ago, Aglow International, which is located in Seattle, got a hold of 250 of its leaders and asked us to come together. We all came together over in Dallas at a facility over there, and the speaker, Graham Cook, came in. And we sat and listened to him for 2 days, and he believed God sent him to America to slay a religious dragon.
Praise
and to
God.
To raise up leaders. And so we went for that purpose.
Okay.
While we were there, we were spoken into, prayed over, sent back, and encouraged to bring the message and the messages that Graham released in Aglow there to our areas. And we have created, Aglow has created workbooks along with a DVD series where you can actually sit and encounter the Lord's presence while you watch these teachings. They're all very, very biblically based. They will challenge you, they will stretch you, and they will grow you and teach you how to really be a leader for the Lord.
So this leadership thing, this Game Changers leadership thing, is to bring in people that want to be leaders in the area, bring in leaders that want to be leaders in the community, leaders in Aglow. What exactly?
Yes, all the above. Anybody that desires to grow in the Lord and grow in their gifts and callings and be spoken into, you're more than welcome to come and attend. I have room for about 75. So if someone is listening to this message and would like to come, they can contact me. Probably the best way would be through either Facebook or email. They could email me at firebrand007
James Bond
at hotmail.com.
Okay,
that's firebrand007@hotmail.com.
Okay, and what time is it next Saturday? From what time to what time?
It starts at 9, and our goal will be to get out by 6.
Long day.
It's a very long day, but it's going to be a very powerful day. You want to come with a note pen and a pad, a paper and a pen, and we'll break for lunch. Everyone will be on their own for lunch. I'll try to have some kind of a protein snacks and water, so you kind of break up the day. But it's going to be very powerful.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about Aglow. Go into a little bit more details about Aglow.
Next year, Aglow will be 50 years old. Aglow started...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. Aglow is a movement. The Holy Spirit has always breathed on Aglow. I've been involved in Aglow for 20 years, and I have not grown in any other ministry or been loved better or more accepted more than I have in Aglow. I can't say enough about it. I absolutely love it. I will always be an Aglow woman and a part of Aglow, whether I serve as an officer or not. Again, about 50 years ago, the full gospel businessmen were having meetings, and the Holy Spirit began to fall, and the wives of the men were getting touched by the Lord in the men's meetings. And so one of the wives asked if her husband, who was the president at that time, she said, "Honey, can we have a group for the women?" And he said, "Sure, I think that would be a great idea." So they formed this little nucleus, just a few women, and they started having these meetings, and the Holy Spirit began falling in their meetings as well. And so it just began to grow, and apparently four of them were sitting at a table, a kitchen table, having coffee and tea and praying and seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, you know, "Lord, what are you doing here? We feel your presence. We know you're with us. We know you're doing something mighty in us." And he spoke to them through the word in the amplified version in Romans. There's a scripture that says, "Be aglow and burning with the Spirit." And he told them to name it Aglow, Women's Aglow. So it was birthed then, and then about, I think it was about 25 years ago, the Lord really spoke to them and said to change their name. And I believe somebody came in as a prophet and even spoke that to them and told them to change their name from a Women's Aglow to Aglow International. Hmm. And at that point, God began to bring the men in and the youth, and it just became an organization that anybody, that whosoever wanted to be involved could come and be a part.
So no separation anymore?
Not at all. Not at all. I'd say about 20% of everyone that comes to our meetings, whether they're local or our national or international conferences, are men. And honestly, the husbands, our husbands, when they've seen what God has done in us as their wives, they want to come and be a part because they see the changes in us. My kids even told me because when I first got involved, they were pretty little. And I think, you know, probably 7 and 10 or somewhere right in there. And the kids said, "Mom, you became a better mom. You became more loving and caring and just a much better mom when you got involved in Aglow." So, like I said, I've been involved for many years. My daughter, Sarah, is 29, and she plans on attending a conference with me this year down in San Diego.
What's this conference going on?
San Diego. Aglow has a national or international conference every year in our country, and this year it's in San Diego. It's called The Called.
The Called instead of The Call.
Yeah, The Called. And it's in San Diego on November 10th through the 13th.
Hmm. And 4 days.
Mm-hmm, it'll be awesome. You can register at aglow.org and plan on joining us.
So there's a woman out there listening to the radio right now, and she's hearing about Aglow. How does she get involved, and what are you looking for? What kind of women are you looking for to be involved in Aglow?
Any women, all women, young, old, everything in between. You know, when God calls you, He equips you. And when he asks you to do something, He provides a way for us to do it. And in Aglow, what I have learned is that when you step out and step in to what God's calling you to do, He absolutely provides. He absolutely makes a way where you can't see a way.
Are you connected to Orland? Do you have anybody in Orland that's doing Aglow in Orland?
No, we would love to get a chapter going in Orland. We're just birthing one, actually, in Yuba City. That meeting's going to be in early September. We've got one in Paradise. We've got some very strong interests here in Chico. We'd love to have one in Orville and all the surrounding cities. Whoever wants to have a chapter, if they want to contact me, we can begin to pray and ask the Lord just raise up the leaders.
It's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine this week, and she's from Orland, and she said that she had been, for some reason, God had been placing Aglow on her mind. And I told her there might be an open door for Orland. So you're saying there's a possibility of Orland.
Absolutely. I would love to have her contact information and begin to pray and ask the Lord to give her a team or raise up a team and see what he does.
Cool. So what have been some of the things that you've seen happen and take place in the GLOW since you've been involved?
Oh, golly. Well, you know, I'll tell you this. It felt like he put me on the back of a rocket ship and we took off and haven't stopped. And
explain
it's been 20
that.
Years and I would never turn around and I would never go back.
Explain that.
When I first got involved, the Lord asked us to do a Native American reconciliation. I didn't know what the heck I was doing. But let me tell you what happened. I was obedient. And God brought almost 300 people from all over the nation, a Native American Grand Chief, Linda Prince, and all kinds of gatekeepers from all over the nation. We had this event. It went on the whole day. And that's where we started. And it was a powerful, powerful meeting. We needed a facility. The Holy Spirit, again, led me to someone in town. And this was down in Gridley, where I was born and raised. And the guy had a building, and it was a 3,200-square-foot bank building. And he was a contractor, and he had to pay the lease on it to put a bank into a different location where he had built a strip mall. So he had this vacant bank building that he had paid the lease on and nobody in it, and he just wanted it to be cared for. So he gave me the keys. He hands me the keys and says, here you go. And I said, well, don't you want my name? Don't you want to know anything about me? He said, no, I know your name. I know where you work. And he said, I'm not worried about it. As long as you pay the PG&E and you know, don't destroy the facility, it's yours. So for 4 years, we had this huge bank building where we had meetings every week. We had
sounds like a God thing.
Oh, my word. We had Tabernacle of David meetings every Friday night, and we had people coming from all over the region. Sacramento, Redding, and everywhere in between would come on Friday nights. We would seek the Lord, worship the Lord. We would bring worship bands in, and we would just pray and pray. And we'd start about at 6 in the evening, and it would go until 1 or 2 in the morning. This happened for over a four-year period. I am telling you, God raised it up, and it was amazing. We got pews that a church was giving pews away because they were getting new ones. He bought his pews. We had worship equipment. We had everything, and we were even directly across the street from the city of Gridley, police department and the fire department, which we constantly were interceding for. I'm telling you, if you want to get involved in a GLOW, God will do mighty things. We even, our leadership training, I was going to have to rent a room from a church to put on our training. And this other little church in town, this New Beginnings Fellowship, which is on Benatar, mm-hmm. Praise God, they said, hey, you can just come and have it here for free. You know, just come and use our facility. And then somebody else stepped up and has helped pay for the leadership training materials. Mm. That just happened, excuse me, this past week. And I just am in awe of God's goodness.
Mm. John, you want to take us a break?
Yes, listeners, we are so glad you're tuned in to Christ Today. And we will be right back with Brenda Dowden.
I know a GLOW. It's my heart. I'm telling you, I love it.
All right, listeners, welcome back to Christ Today. Today we are speaking with Brenda Dowden. Again, she is with the Feather River GLOW. She is the area president, and we are hearing some wonderful experiences that she's had when she's been faithful.
So how do men like John and I get involved in a GLOW, and what can we as men bring to the table to help a GLOW?
Well, certainly we love having the men in a GLOW. We appreciate so much the male side. We believe part of the mandate on a GLOW is reconciliation of male and female. So we're very, very much about men coming and being a part of what we're doing. We actually have couples of GLOWs. We actually have men of GLOWs. And there is actually a part of a GLOW. It's called Sons of Issachar, and which is really specifically for the men. And I have Dave McDaniel is a contact for you if you want to get involved as men. Mm. And he's taking the men through leadership training as well. We're also entertaining even actually having men and women on leadership teams. So God's just doing some crazy things. And when I say that, I mean the men can have their own chapters and do their thing. And the women have, you know, been the leaders, and now that there's men leaders, but now even integrating and having men and women leaders together.
Now I want to ask you another question. you and I were talking before the show ever started earlier this week via telephone, and you mentioned that Aglow has a heart for a particular group of people, particularly referring to the Muslims. How is Aglow affecting and reaching Muslim people?
Wow. Well, back in the 90s, the Holy Spirit really spoke at one of our national conferences to Rick Joyner about God asking Aglow, if I give you the thread of Islam, will you take it? And that year, hundreds of women went forward as the call went out, and we began to intercede. We've always been interceding for Iran and Iraq and for the those that are in the deception of Islam and believing a false God and a false religion. And we have partnered with some different ones who are having a huge impact in Egypt especially, and they're showing, they're making these 30-minute programs, TV programs, and broadcasting them all over Egypt, and people are coming to the Lord in thousands and thousands and thousands of numbers. And it's been just amazing. I don't know enough of the detail to tell you, but I can tell you this. Part of the focus of our mandate to reach the Muslims is going to be at our national conference down in San Diego. We've got several experts who understand Islam and understand the Muslim culture who are going to be sharing and speaking at our conference.
That's interesting. So what other people groups besides the Muslims are you reaching at the moment? Or is, what other groups has God placed on your heart, and who do you feel particularly called to minister to in this Chico area?
Well, because I work at the pregnancy clinic as the director, certainly my heart is for the young women who are hurting, who find themselves in an unplanned pregnancy. That is, and of course the women who are hurting in general. My whole focus really is helping hurting women, whether they're pregnant or whether I find them out on the street, or maybe they've been kicked down all their lives and they're just looking for someone to give them a hand up and speak into them and believe in them. And I say that for the men too. I've spoken into many men over the years, primarily women, but men as well. And, you know, just to, God meant to bless our lives. He's a good God.
Yes.
And
amen.
So many times we have circumstances and things that happen in our lives, and we can get this coloring of God that makes us think, well, he's up there with a sledgehammer waiting to pound me. And nothing, that's not, absolutely not the truth. He loves us. And so just trying to get that message out and help people to see the Lord and see the Father, you know, like he really is, a very loving God who wants to help us and wants us to be all we can be in Christ.
So the Bible says to go out into the world and preach the gospel to all nations. So do you feel that Glow is doing that mandate? Do you feel like they're reaching that mandate?
Well, we're in 180 nations, and there's about 222 known nations. So I would say absolutely. I think there's only one other ministry that I'm aware of in the world that's in that many countries, and that would be YWAM.
Yeah, YWAM. YWAM's an awesome ministry.
Yes.
My other question to you would be, how do you break through the religious barriers in this in community or town or cities or the states with the different churches and the different denominations? How do you guys break through that to minister to the women of all the different denominations instead of just maybe the charismatic? Or how do you get to all, what is the goal, or not the goal, but what is the method that you guys use to reach all the different churches in the area? And how can anybody that's part with any church feel like they can belong to you guys?
Well, Aglow is an interdenominational ministry, non-denominational, spirit-filled organization where anybody is welcome. We advertise, we put ads in the paper at times, and on, of course, like radio spots, and just invite people. And a lot of it's word of mouth, because God so meets people at the meetings.
He does.
You know, that he speaks to others, and then they come, and it's the Holy Spirit's work, and he absolutely draws those who are supposed to be a part.
So at a particular meeting, let's say the last few meetings that you've had, has anybody new came that didn't know Christ, that accepted Christ?
At times, the Paradise one, has been going the longest in our area. And there'll be times that people come to the Lord, but mostly it's same group, and they'll invite friends, and they've already either encountered a glow or they're already a Christian, but they encounter God in a deeper way. And I can just say that God just comes into our midst.
We've got plenty of time for this show, so I guess my next question would share some testimonies that you have experienced yourself with people in a glow.
Oh, golly. Well, just recently, the last meeting I went to, I prayed for someone, and God healed their back.
He's always doing that. That's awesome stuff.
Yeah, and sometimes he heals emotions. Sometimes he delivers people of stuff. Other times he touches the body and heals their body, you know, and speaks a destiny into people. And that breaks off mindsets. And I think that's one of the most powerful things.
That's awesome. So what has happened in your life as a result of, what has been some testimonies happened in your own personal life as a result of a glow?
Wow. Well, I think that probably the most significant one was I was suffering from horrible panic attacks. I mean, just horrendous. I couldn't even stand in the line at the grocery store without having a panic attack. Like, I felt like I was stuck. And I'd get in the car to drive from one city to another, 6, 8, 10 miles, and I would have a panic attack. And God began to show me, I was, you know, that there were a couple things going on. There was something going on in my physical body, but I was also being oppressed by the enemy. And he began to teach me how to pray and how to overcome and how to face fear through the means of a glow and through his presence through a glow. Mm. And so now I help people that are suffering with those very things because I have authority, because I know what it feels like. I've been in that place.
So we got a lady out there maybe listening right now, and she's going through panic attacks, and she's struggling with some mental issues, not maybe mental issues, but some stress or anxiety or whatever. What would you say to her? How would you encourage her? What would be something that you would share from your heart to hers?
Mm. You know, I would say, and maybe you've already done this, but if you haven't, you know, get down on your knees and ask the Lord, you know, Lord, I need your help. I need you to direct me to the right place where there are people who have the answers that I need right now. And I would just speak to you and just say that, you know, perfect love casts out all fear, and fear is torment. And if you're under a place of being tormented by the enemy through anxiety, that is not from the Holy Spirit. That is not from the Lord. And, you know, sometimes it can be like with me, I had a sugar level problem. And when my sugar would dip, I became very vulnerable. And it could be just that you're having a problem with your sugar. It could be, you know, there's chemicals off in the brain that you're mm-hmm. not making enough of something. I'm certainly mm-hmm. not a doctor, so please don't hold me to anything.
But this is all possible stuff.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can go to your doctor and see, you know, from that end, as far as getting medical help, and then come to Jesus. He's our spiritual doctor,
yes,
you know,
he
and,
is.
And come to Jesus through a church body or in a glow meeting or somebody that you look up to as a leader that you've seen has authority over that place, and get some help. Reach out. Don't isolate yourself. You know, that's what the enemy wants. So you need to come out of your cave if you feel like you're in a cave, and you need to come into a place where there are people that love you and care for you and want to help you.
And when is the next meeting or conference in Chico for Women's Aglow? When is it, and what are you guys expecting?
Well, we have a fall retreat we're putting on, and we have a prophetic speaker. Her name is Jennifer Ives, mm-hmm. and that's going to be September 23rd and 4th, and it's going to be held at Neighborhood Church at the Cristo Sava Sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Spanish sanctuary. It's a very nice new building, very comfortable mm-hmm. Place, very anointed building. And so we're going to be there. And if you want to register and come, you can send us an email at featherriveraglow@hotmail.com.
Okay.
Again, that's featherriveraglow@hotmail.com.
Okay.
And register and plan on coming. It's going to be a powerful time. It's going to be a Friday night and three sessions on Saturday right here in South Chico.
Okay, and lunch provided, or are you going to have
No, lunch on your own. But there's lots of places that are inexpensive at that end of town that you can get right to, and then
there is Burger King, there's McDonald's, there's the Burrito Bandito. There's a lot of places out there, I believe. And there's even
there's a Starbucks real close.
Yeah, and if not too far is Olive Garden and places like that.
Right.
So if any woman out there is listening to this show and she's thinking about it, Brenda would say,
please come. We want you. And men too, not and just too. Ladies. We and young people, college students, high school kids.
I was going to ask you one last question before we reach to the other segment.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more questions. How are you reaching youth and kids, and how are kids being involved in a globe?
Well, we have a generations program across the nation, and some of our young leaders are reaching in and getting a hold of the young people, and it's amazing. We don't have a group here. I would love to have a group here, especially since we have two colleges, you know, so close. And if there's someone out there that would love to get involved in ministry at a young age, come and see me. I'd be thrilled to help raise you up, speak into you, pray for you, bless you.
You've got a lot on your plate already, Brenda.
Yeah, but you know what? God made me to go, and I go fast. So I'm all good. I've got a lot of energy, and I love to see people get healed. I love to see women raising up and men raising up into their leadership roles and everything that God wants from us and is your inheritance from the Lord.
Thank you, Brenda. We are having a wonderful interview with you, and listeners, we are so happy to have you listening to Christ Today. This is great about all these things with a glow. It is wonderful to hear how they are touching different segments of our society and, of course, young, old men, women. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Back to the anxiety issue, I am curious about that because this seems to be something that does affect many people, either on a personal level or a society-wide level. We have stresses, we have situations all in the world. Is there anything more that you can say that we could address anxiety and how to provide the comfort of Jesus Christ through who knows what, just situations?
Yeah. You know, let me talk a little what I call intercessor talk.
Please do.
And an intercessor is one who stands in the gap, is a prayer warrior, person of prayer. What I found was God was even allowing me to feel the anxiety and the fear and the things going on in the community. It wasn't just about me. It was about me. I was having issues, but it was even bigger. Mm-hmm. It was about the area I lived in and what God was allowing me to sense and feel. And he taught me intercession. He taught me how to pray. He taught me how to go after heaven and pull it down and demolish strongholds and push the enemy back through my worst nightmare of having this horrid anxiety. And because of that, I've been able to help other people. And so it might not just be about you. God allows things in our lives because he's trying to raise something up in us that he put in us when he formed us in our mother's womb. Mm-hmm. We don't always understand that when it's going on. It's after you get past it and look back and say, oh, you know, thank you, Lord. You were. And the other thing is, you know, just realizing that we are all utterly dependent upon the Lord. Mm. You know, we're utterly dependent on the Lord for our strength, for provision, for everything. And I think when we try to take everything on ourselves and think, oh, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to make this happen, I've got to make that happen, I've got these bills to pay, I've got this to do, take care of, I've got these people to whatever. Mm-hmm. But just every morning, you know, I spend a couple hours every morning in prayer with the Lord. I am before the Lord with my journal and pen and saying, God, what do you have today?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't survive without that constant back and forth in relationship with the Lord. And when I pray, most of my prayer time, I say pray, but I say I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's seldom I say much. The Lord taught me early on, just, Brenda, be quiet and listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. And that doesn't mean I can't talk. That doesn't mean if there's something on my heart that's really pressing me, I can't go to the Lord and say, God, but what about this? What about this?
Mm-hmm.
And I will. I'll contend, you know, and I'll go after stuff. But most of the time, It's just coming to the Lord and listening. Hmm. And if you're in that spot and you're having anxiety, man, get on your knees. Put your face down in the chair and say, Lord, I've got to hear you. What are you saying? And whatever it is he says to you, even if it's just one little thing, do it. Because every little obedience leads to the next obedience and the next obedience. And each time you do that, there's more and more and more breakthrough. And he'll teach you how to get free from stuff if we just listen and obey.
Hmm.
It's very simple. Following the Lord is not a complex thing. It's
like a lot of people make it out to be.
Well, sure. And it's not. It just says in the Word, have childlike faith. You know, and just if God says, do this, then do this. If he says, no, I don't want you to do that today, then don't do it. It's pretty simple.
I think it's really easy to follow Christ when we understand the message of grace. When we understand God's grace, when we understand how free we are and that he wants us to be. We focus so much on do, but he wants us to be. You know, we look at the word believe, be live. We live in him, so we be, because he be in us, he's our righteousness. And when we focus on that, it's easier to live for Christ than trying to do this and that, this and that, this and that, these rules, these regulations. And it's God's grace that's sufficient for us. It's his grace that keeps us going. You've experienced his grace. Why don't you share something about his grace with us for maybe a minute or two that God has placed on your heart regarding grace?
Well, you know, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And even though I really try to serve the Lord every day of my life, I blow it. Sometimes I have an attitude. Sometimes I say things I shouldn't say and do things maybe I shouldn't do. I am absolutely not perfect, and I will be the first one to let you know that. but I'm quick to repent. I'm quick to ask the Lord to forgive me. And if he convicts me, I am really quick to ask him to forgive me. And so I would just say, you know, God is so approachable, and he's so forgiving. And he knows the motivations of our heart. He knows why we're doing what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what we've been exposed to from the time of birth, and even in our mother's womb. And I believe when he sees us, he sees that whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might look at someone that's in prison and say, oh, look what they did. Well, you know what? Maybe they weren't loved when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't have what they needed to grow up and be pretty healthy as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And God sees that versus someone who had love and attention their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to judge us and give us grace, the amount of grace that we need, dependent upon what we've walked through in our lives.
Hmm. That's interesting. Never heard that. But that's interesting. I like that. So let's go on to our next segment. Can we...
We are glad to have you, listeners, listening to Christ Today. And here we go on a short break. Welcome back, listeners. We are here in the studio with Brenda Dowden, and she's explaining to us about how all these, well, it's God working in our life, how this happens, and how it has worked for her with the Aglow experience that she's had, which has been very fruitful for her
in our next
and
segment,
many people around us.
Yeah, in our next segment, we will be talking about the Women's Resource Clinic. So, Brenda, let's go on to now talk about the Women's Resource Clinic.
Well, Women's Resource Clinic was founded 20 years ago, and we have ministered to just over 22,000 women.
22,000 here in Chico?
Yep, right here in our area.
How many babies has that saved?
You know, that's a great question. We really don't know. We don't have the exact numbers because when a woman comes in, she may come in and tell us she's keeping the baby, or she may tell us that she's not keeping the baby. And we try to contact her. We have to ask permission if we can. And if she lets us, then we can continue the relationship. But if she doesn't want us to contact her, then we don't know if she really kept it or aborted.
Mm-hmm.
But we can tell you that we've ministered to 22,000 women, and we have certainly done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of pregnancy tests at our clinic.
How many women that have been ministered to would you estimate have, may not even be able to estimate, but has it been over 100, 500 women you would think or you would estimate that have been able to, that maybe have not gone through and done the getting rid of the baby but keeping the baby instead?
I'm sure it's in the numbers of the thousands, Curtis.
Okay.
I wish I had a better number. I mean, churches don't even keep stats of how many people come through like we do. But I can tell you for sure that we have ministered to 22,000 women. That means they've come in, they've either had a pregnancy test or and lay counseling. They've had Earn While You Learn, which is a parenting program, which has a we have a boutique, and in that parenting program they get points, and then they get product if they needed baby clothes, diapers, formula. So they're not only like getting schooling, they're also getting the actual physical needs that they have met. It's an amazing program. It's been a huge success, and no expense to the client at all. Our donors have supported us, and that's how we've been able to offer it into our community. It's been just hats off to the donors, because that's how we've, you know, accomplished it.
Yeah. So how does someone become a donor?
Well, you just get a hold of the clinic. You can either come by. We're located at 115 West 2nd Avenue here in Chico. Or you are welcome to call the clinic at 530-897-6101. And you can ask for myself, Brenda, or Cindy. She's our director of development. And we'd be happy to talk to you about becoming a donor and what that may mean to you or look like. And even have you come into the clinic and show you around and just really get you acquainted in a better way of what we actually do and to help women in our community.
Is it primarily counseling?
We do lay counseling, pregnancy counseling. You know, if a woman comes in and she's thinks she's pregnant or is pregnant, any woman on the planet, she has three options. You know, she can carry and parent, she can carry and adopt, or she can abort.
Which now, hopefully that's not the case, but unfortunately we see that as being the case.
Right. And we share all three options, and we give her as much information, informed information as that we can give her so that she can make an informed decision on what she wants to do with her life. Of course, we don't want her to abort, because we know that abortion not only takes the child's life, but it also has repercussions for her, you know, emotional repercussions, and it could stop her from becoming pregnant again and becoming sterile.
And it can lead to other health issues as well.
Right. That's right. And sometimes those things don't come out for, you know, 20, 30, 40 years later. Women, there's a post-abortion syndrome, which is a proven syndrome, and it actually, part of it is the depression and not being able to cope with life, because if you think about it, if you lost a loved one, you would have a funeral, your family would come around you and support you, you'd get to say goodbye to the person that you loved,
and exactly.
move forward. When a woman has an abortion, she's typically doesn't want anybody to know what's happened. She doesn't, obviously, she's had sex, and then obviously she's had a baby, she's pregnant, so she wants to keep that, you know, hidden, and so she can't talk about it and get over the grief. She just has to bury it.
Yeah. How does a woman manage it?
You know, I don't know. I am not a post-abortive woman myself, so I don't know. I can certainly sympathize with someone, but we do have gals who work with us in the clinic, who are volunteers, who are post-abortive women, and we have several wonderful leaders that take women through a 10-week Bible study, Forgiven and Set Free, and there's several others that help them come to grips with where they've been. We have a service where they actually get to, you know, they forgive themselves, they forgive the other person involved, the man. They ask the Lord for forgiveness, and during that course of that time, it's amazing because the Lord shows them whether the baby was a boy or a girl. They name it, and they're actually able to have a memorial service and actually, you know, put that child to rest and and be able to move beyond abortion. And it just is an empowering, healing thing for those women. You just see them change night and day.
I was recently in China, and I was talking to a guy whose mom tried to abort him twice and did not think that she was not able to. So he survived, and he was the youngest out of two, and he had a lot of anger and hate because of what he found out, and because he was not properly raised and properly accepted by his family. So it caused a lot of inner emotional wreckage in him, and he was finally able to go through understanding grace and inner healing and receive healing for that. And he and I talked. And so it can also have an effect on the kids later on down the line when they find out that mama tried to have an abortion but couldn't or whatever. That can have a major, or the mom tells the kid that she thought about having an abortion, that can have a major impact on the kid, can it not?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, when we're growing up, we need to know that our parents love us and that they want us. That absolutely forms your identity as a little person, and that's where you learn to love God the Father, is through the example of your parents loving you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it takes a supernatural encounter with the Lord to help someone get past that wound. It's a deep wound.
It is, and only God can help heal that wound, but he uses women like yourself to be involved in that type of process, right?
That's right. That's right. That's what we're there for.
So you're getting ready to have some kind of event coming up. Want to tell us a little bit about the event?
Yes, I sure do. We have our annual banquet for the clinic that we put on every fall. And this year, of course, will be our 20th anniversary, so it's kind of a big deal.
Mm.
We have Assemblyman James Gallagher, who has his own message, pro-life message, coming to share, and we're thrilled to have him. He's our assemblyman.
I'm
going to
stop you for a second. You said he has his own pro-life message. How's that? Did he go through a almost attempted abortion or what?
I'm not sure what it is, but he is absolutely incredibly pro-life. He's not going to be talking about politics at the banquet. So
I'm absolutely tired of politics.
Right. I know we all are very tired of it, but he has been such an advocate for us down in Sacramento and in lots of ways, as well as just somebody who's so pro-life. We're thrilled to have him be our speaker. The event is going to be October 14th at 6:30 at the BMU here at Chico State. And if you want tickets, please come by or call the clinic.
They're in their 30s, aren't they? The tickets are like $32 a ticket?
Yes.
What the heck are you serving for $32 a meal?
Okay, let me tell you about how much we're not making very much money off the ticket.
Okay.
The ticket pays for the meal. It pays for the rental of the BMU, and it also helps pay for the speaker.
That explains everything.
Yeah. So
just in case somebody's out there wondering, why so much?
When somebody in the area, a nonprofit, puts on an event, you have to take all those costs into consideration.
Yeah.
We are serving tri-tip because we had complaints of having chicken too many years in a row. So we are having a really nice mashed potatoes gravy, tri-tip vegetable, a cheesecake, and there'll be some other little things, fresh rolls, water and decaf and regular coffee. So it'll be a very, very nice meal.
How many people are you expecting to come to that?
Well, we love it when we pack out, and we have packed out before. The maximum that we can fit in the room is 435.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere from usually 350, 375 to 430.
Okay. You were on a show a while back. It's been a little while ago. And there was a bill that was being passed or not being passed. How has that affected your clinic since it went through?
AB 775.
That would be it.
Yeah. Well, that's where James Gallagher, you know, I got to see him in action. We actually went down to the state assembly and went into the assembly chamber as an audience, and that room was packed with pro-life people from all over the state. And he sat up there and he advocated for us like nobody's business. That guy is the real deal. I'm telling you, he puts his money where his mouth is. He says he's pro-life. He says he's going to, you know, do this or do that, and he does it. There's so much opposition down there because there's so many liberal people who are so pro-choice. And even though we had a huge amount of people there, they still voted against the pro-life clinics.
So how has that affected you guys?
Well, the bill is still in litigation in some areas in our state. So for right now, none of the pregnancy clinics have adhered to the law at this point because it is in litigation.
Mm.
So what it would make us do is refer people to places where they can get abortions.
Mm.
And, you know, we are absolutely not for that.
You're against that. I would be,
absolutely,
too.
So we feel like, you know, our religious rights are being taken away and really challenged. And there just needs to be a bill that makes the people that provide abortions send their people to us. Mm. I mean, if you want to, you know, what's good for the gander is good for the goose, you know.
Exactly.
Flip it, you know. So anyway, we don't know what's going to happen at this point. We're just really praying and asking the Lord to overthrow this.
What is your input on programs or ministry deals like 40 Days of Life?
Well, I think they're very effective. We actually had Sean Carney as our guest speaker last year. He was phenomenal. And they've had so many by just silently praying without posters or anything in front of Planned Parenthood, just silently praying. And God is turning the hearts of the employees and many of the women that go in to get the abortions. He's turning
That's
their
awesome.
Hearts, and they're coming to the Lord. And like, I forget the one gal's name, but this one gal came out of one of the main Planned Parenthoods, and she now has a ministry where she helps post Planned Parenthood employees reacclimate out into the world, pro-life world, into other places of employment. It's
wow.
It's been an amazing journey, and it was all because of 40 Days for Life.
Awesome.
So there's a place for it.
Yeah.
There really is, and God's raising up many, many prayer warriors who have stood and stood for the Lord before Planned Parenthood and different pro-life or pro-choice places. I actually went out for one or two times with the 40 Days for Life just to experience what they go through. And I will tell you, here in town, probably a third of the people didn't care. A third of the people were waving, honking, that were grateful that we were there. And a third of the people were flipping us off and screaming at
us. Because they don't understand the importance of life.
No. And just really making their opinion known.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a whole lot of things going on out there in the community.
People don't understand life that haven't received life, and they can't support
right.
life if they don't really understand life.
Because
as it was said by, I think it was Paula White, you can't conquer what you can't confront. You can't confront what you can't identify. And you guys have identified the problem. And the problem is that hurting women will take their own children and give them up without really thinking about it.
Yeah.
And you guys step in the gap.
Yeah.
Your intercessors, in a sense, try to step in the gap
right.
and stop that from happening.
Right.
Well, Brenda, we've got just a few minutes. What do you, you're an ordained minister. So what do you want to share these next few minutes that we have to the women out there, to the men out there? What do you want to leave them with? I mean, we've talked about GLOW. We've talked about Women's Resource Clinic. What do you want to specifically speak to their hearts?
Well, you know, my heart is really the heart of the Father, and that is that God loves you. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter where you've been. God loves you. And he wants you to know him. He wants, if you haven't come to the Lord, he wants you to accept his son. And we are all sinners saved by grace. We were all born into sin, and we all need a Savior. And our Father in heaven sent Jesus Christ as our Savior. And he's God's only son, and he was perfect. He walked on this life. He died on the cross for your sin and mine. He went into Hades. He took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And completely overcame all darkness so that we could walk in perfect love and in light. And don't live underneath that line. Come above and walk in the light, walk in the Spirit of the Lord, because Jesus died for that, you know?
Mm.
Don't live in the past. Come forward and come into all the destiny that God has purpose for you.
Don't live in the what?
In the darkness.
You said a word before that. Don't live in the what? Didn't you say past?
Yes, in your past.
What stops somebody from living in their past?
Well, you know, incorrect mindsets, negativity, messages that were sent to us or spoken to us as we were kids. And
that would keep somebody living in their past, but what would stop
right.
somebody from living in their past?
only ourselves. Only, you know, we can move forward. It's our decision. It's a mm-hmm. heart decision.
Isn't it that encounter that they have with Christ to show them that their past is not as significant as their future?
That's right. That's right.
We got to stop holding on to what's behind us. Paul said, I don't look behind me, I look forward. I press on towards the goal, towards the call of in Christ Jesus. You know, and we got to look forward. We got to push forward. The more we stay stuck in the past, the more we stay stuck on our past or focused on our past, we're going to stay stuck. And Christ doesn't want us stuck. He came to set us free. He came to free us up from everything that holds us back, right?
That's right.
So we've got just a couple more minutes and I want to fill it in. So is there anything else that you want to share?
Well, I can just share this one scripture. God's really been putting it on my heart. I actually shared it this morning on my Facebook post. It's out of Proverbs 11:27, and it says, look for the good and favor will find you.
Amen.
And also says in Psalms 27:13, I would have given up hope, least I'd believed I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Mm. And folks, there is good if we look for it.
That's right. You just said it, looking for the good.
Yes.
You'll find it if you look for it. If you don't look for it, you won't find it.
Yeah.
We live in a world right now that's full of chaos and corruption and wars and money problems and all kinds of junk. But we can still find the goodness if we look. You know, and I heard a minister when I was in Fremont, he said, holding on to the anchor of Christ and understanding his goodness, that no matter if things are going bad, God's goodness never stops. And we can define goodness as God's favor continuing on for us. And we got to anchor into Christ. If we anchor into Christ, we won't be so focused on the negative and the bad stuff around us. Well, Brenda, it's been nice having you on the program today. It's been nice having you as a guest. And we are looking forward again to what's the event coming up here in September again with Aglow one more time?
We have our Feather River Area Aglow Fall Retreat. It's called Come Up Here. It's September 23rd and 24th, and our guest speaker is Jennifer Ives, and she's definitely a prophet or prophetic in nature, an amazing teacher. And so I can't wait for the conference myself, and we're putting
it
on.
I'm looking forward to going to it.
Yeah, it's
going to
be awesome.
Okay. Well, you folks know about that now, and you also know about next week's leadership thing next Saturday. And if you turned in late, what is that thing about the leadership thing for next Saturday?
It's called Game Changers, and it's a DVD series. We're going to be starting at 9 a.m. at New Beginnings Fellowship. There's a $25 fee for your manual.
So where is New Beginnings Fellowship?
It's on Benatar, which okay. is just a little ways from Italian Cottage over on the south end of Chico.
Okay. You guys can look for that in hopefully see you there next Saturday, and if not, see you at the Women's Convention or the Women's Aglow Conference in September. And Brenda, it's been nice having you on the air again. Will you pray us out?
Thank you so much. Father, I pray you would seal these things. I pray, Lord, that you would reach those in our community who need to be involved in Aglow, reach those who need us at the pregnancy clinic as a client. And Lord, reach those donors and those that could volunteer at the clinic. I pray, Father, that you would bless my brother, Curtis, and I pray you would bless this ministry, Lord, and I just pray you would expand his territory. And I pray that, Lord, that you would be with each listener, that you would bless them, Lord, and, Lord, that they would know your goodness and that they would know your love. And they would come, if they don't know you, that they would come to know you, Lord, and know how much you love them and care for them and adore them and have a destiny for and a purpose for them. And I pray these things, I declare these things over the airways. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, we'll see you next week, listeners.